Begin transmission.
Well, hey, oh, hey, what time is it? Oh, it's 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time for... Pippa, don't do that. That means it's time... Pippa, ow, that was my toe. Ow. Yeah, that's not Kitty Spaghetti. What was I talking about? something along the lines of, it's 19:30 UTC. Which means it's time for the dubious
bass drop
committee. The dubious bass drop baby committee.
Bass drop baby.
Bass drop baby. Welcome to the dubious goals committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee and the chief bass dropper. And I'm sitting here on the floor in front of my TV, and Pippa's here with us. She was sitting over on her banky, on the kitty banky, having a nice kitty banky nap when I came in here with all the equipment, plus extra equipment. I've got the old pocket operator going.
Bass drop! Bass drop!
Bass drop!
Bass drop, baby!
Bass drop, baby.
Bass drop, baby!
And isn't that fun? I think it is. But because I have this, I've got an extra cable plugged into the equipment here. And so I can hear everything and hear my pocket operator.
Bass drop, baby!
I've got the headphones plugged in as well. So I've got all these cables laying around. And Pippa just loves cables. Oh, because it's kitty spaghetti. Oh, let's play with the string. Oh, let's chew on these expensive cables. Let's chew up the cord for the very expensive headphones. Yeah, that's some kind of cat thing. So, along with all these cables and electronic equipment, I am in fact sitting here with a large cup of tea. Oh, it's delicious. Just what I needed. I do love to drink tea. And I'm sitting here. What's on TV? NASCAR? NASCAR on a Tuesday? Yeah, well, apparently the weather was bad enough over the weekend and yesterday that they couldn't get in any races at all. And so all the races have to be run today. There was a truck race earlier, and now there's the main car race. The main race being the Cup Series race. I don't know if they got the Xfinity Series race in or not. I don't think so. Maybe that's on next. Who knows? Give me that bass drop, baby.
Bass drop, baby!
Baby! Oh, I'm just sitting around doing nothing today. And I'm still laughing that one of the samples on this thing, one of the factory preloaded samples is the instruction on how to create the sample.
Bass drop, baby!
Bass drop, baby. I won't want that one. I want this one. Nope, that's drums.
Hold record.
There it is.
Hold record and press 1 to 15 to sample.
Hold record. And press 1 to 15 to sample.
Hold record and press 1 to 15 to sample.
Hold record. 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 Hold record.
Well, that's the other thing. We should change this to something that sounds something like a note. There. One thing I discovered about this thing last night is that, you can change the scales. I haven't actually looked into what scales they have, but there's 8 different scales, and you can kind of hear it. Oh, yeah, it goes the other way. So that's not a major scale. That's what? Oh, I wish MJT was here. He'd be able to tell me. Because that's the fundamental. There's your do. Re. Mi. So that's a major third. Fa. So. Fa. Now that's a flat seven. And that is not the octave. So what is that, MJT? Is that the sharp seven? So this is sort of almost a Mixolydian scale. And there's two of them. Yeah, because there's basically 16 buttons for notes. So you basically get two octaves and you can adjust that scale. Now, I haven't messed with it, but that's cool. That's clever. That's one thing I wish I had on other synthesizers of mine, an ability to just switch the scale. But, you know, all my other synthesizers basically have keyboards or keyboard-like buttons. And so, as a musician, you're expected to just be able to play other scales. But, you know, I'm not a musician. Well, I sort of am. There, I made music. That makes me officially a musician. Now, what happens if I do this? What happens if I select sound 16 and go back to drums? Do I get drum sounds? Yes, I do. Fun. I'm just hitting buttons. This is not a sequence. I'm just bass, snare, bass, snare, bass, snare, bass, snare. And we got a little open hi-hat. Clap. Another bass drum. Kind of 808 style. There's bass and... Hi, Pippa. Now, Pippa's wondering what we're doing punching the buttons. You want to play? Put your kitty paws on here. Put your kitty paws on the button. Do kitty buttons. Kitties don't want to do buttons. There's bass and clap. Okay, this is interesting, and I realize why they have layered these sounds. This particular pocket operator, the PO35, doesn't have... Well, it has a drum machine, but it's only one channel. You know, so you can use the other channels for other stuff. And so, having those layered sounds means you could, you know, play... Since you can't play two notes, since you don't have drum polyphony, and you only have one voice... Then you need the sound that's two things at once when you want to clap on top of your bass. What else we got? Ooh, another bass. Robot snare. Cool. Like, I don't know if that's supposed to be closed hi-hat or if that's supposed to be like a bell on a ride cymbal or what, but kind of a ride. There's some interesting bass sound. Ooh. A blippy bass. And what's that supposed to be? Is that supposed to be conga? So we've got bongo, maybe. Fun. Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man with the wealth and taste. Hoot hoo! Okay. So. Now I know how to make drum beats. I select sound number 16, which is my drum track. And then... I mean, my drum sounds. Then I select pattern. Which pattern do I select? Do I also select 16? No, that... Yeah, to program, I select it. So if I hit right now... Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, this makes some kind of sense. I would love to put one of these in the hands of a child, just because I think children need drum machines. Oh, see, that's why kids suck these days. They don't do cool stuff. They don't hack. I would love to give one of these to a kid to see if they could do anything with it, just because it's not quite intuitive for a synth person. If you're a synthesizer guy and you understand additive synthesis and you understand, and you've had experience programming other synthesizers and sequencers and stuff, this kind of makes sense, and you just have to learn the Vulcan nerve pinches. But if you were to give this to a layperson, would they be able to figure it out? I think so. Because once you sort of read the instructions, as, you know, sparse as they are, you would still get it, I would think. I don't know. I should hand one of these to my friend's kid, Lily. Brian has a kid. She seems to be pretty sharp. I should hand her one of these things and see what she can do with it. I only have one hand on it. I can't do any good drum beats with just one hand. Okay. Yeah. So we might have to get up to some programming at some point later. And I've just noticed that when I hit the keys, this does seem to affect the display. So I'm going through all the keys to see what Tony will do. Remember, Tony is the little baby in the graphics. Now his mom is looking. Dun 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 dun. Now Tony is saying something. Tony is saying, "You're a baby." Remember, at random times, strange phrases just scroll across the display. Here comes another one. My favorite food, oh no, my favorite color is brown. Tony is weird. I thought this was going to be the food one. He also says, my favorite food is grape. Okay, whatever, homie. Here comes another one. Pudding. Yeah. So the thought balloon comes out and the kid just says pudding. Yeah. What does this have to do with anything that's going on with this machine? I can't tell. I don't think it has anything to do with anything. Thing is just crazy. Oh, I love it. I can't get enough of this.
Bass drop.
I don't know what to do with it though. I'm just gonna have to get into it and do some bleeps and bloops and see how, you know, wacky it can get. I'm already thinking about getting another one. Only because, like I said before, there's only the whole drum thing is only one channel. So you do not have polyphonic drums. Which, that kind of bothers me. So I'm actually thinking that maybe the other one I should get is one of the ones that's pure drum machine. I think they have more than one. I know the PO32 is strictly a drum machine. And I don't even know what the other ones are anymore. I don't remember. So let's get some tea. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, so yummy. And Pippa is back over there on her banky, on the kitty banky. You like that banky? Yeah, you like that banky. She's giving me the kitty face. She's giving me the, oh, I'm on the banky face. Yeah, you're the kitty. What a good cat. Anyway, can I put my glasses on while I'm wearing headphones? No, I can't, so I gotta stay blind here. I'm watching the race. I think somebody crashed. Oh, yep. That guy was loose in the corner, and he came down, and right fender hit the guy in the, behind him, and he went zoink, spinning out into the wall. Ga-doink. Just like that. Not very dramatic. I don't know what the speed in the corner at Martinsville is. It's probably like 70 miles an hour. Clint Bowyer is in the lead. Kyle Busch, that's my guy. He's number two. Kyle Busch is my driver because he drives for candy. He drives the candy car. If you've ever seen a NASCAR race car that's got M&Ms on it or Skittles, or what else does he have? I think Snickers? Yeah, that's Kyle Busch. He drives the M&M's car, and today he's driving the M&M's caramel car, because there are caramel M&M's you might remember from an episode of Dubious Goals Committee when we reviewed the caramel M&M's, and if you're wondering, if you missed that episode and wondering if caramel M&M's are any good, I would say no, they're terrible. But, you know, they're not actually terrible, because it's hard to make a terrible candy. The problem with caramel M&M's is that you can't taste the caramel. It's just like, okay, it's extra gooey chocolate. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm a caramel slob. A snob. I am a slob, but I'm not a caramel slob. I mean, caramel slob, that would be pretty messy. Too sticky. And if there's one thing I don't like to be, it's sticky. Sugar sticky, ugh. So anyway, you might want to try caramel M&M's for yourself to, you know, make your own decision. But what fun would that be, baby?
Bass drop, baby.
Bass drop, baby.
Bass drop, baby.
So yeah, apparently Pippa doesn't want to eat any more kitty spaghetti. That's good, because you know how it is. If you're a musician, if you're an electronic musician, and you have a lot of synthesizers and a PA system and a lot of other things that run in MIDI, oh, you go through cables a lot. That's why I'm jealous of guitar players. When a guitar player plays, all he has to do is plug his guitar into his amp and he's ready to go. If I want to play somewhere, I've got 4 times as many cables as anybody else, because one, I run everything in stereo, so you got right and left, and then you've got MIDI, so you got to run MIDI cables between all your MIDI equipment so they can all talk to each other, and you got to do the stereo sound, and then everything's got to be shoved into the mixing board. Anyway, maybe that's why I like this thing so much. What thing? Bass drop, baby.
Bass drop, baby!
This pocket operator, this beautiful piece of teenage engineering, is very clever, and you only have one cord to plug in. And it's not MIDI. And, that's why I like this. These sounds aren't quite full bandwidth professional sounds. This is not a studio device. And the tomato said to the, I'm reading what Tony said, other tomato, catch up. Oh, it's the classic tomato joke. Thanks, Tony. Remember, once again, Tony is the baby, the 3-month-old baby who can talk, that is on the display of the pocket operator. And apparently he's telling terrible jokes.
Bass drop, baby!
Bass drop, baby. I do have fun.
Bass drop, baby.
All right, so are they going to get this race going again, or what's happening here? What lap are they on? 391 of 500. I don't really need to be watching this. This is going to go on for about another hour. So I can turn away. If I can find the remote controls. Yeah, here they are. Yeah, but Teenage Engineering Pocket Operators. I am going to have to go ahead and recommend them. If you are not a musician, but you think, oh, I wish there was some kind of musical thing that I could do, I highly recommend one of these. Just because you don't need to have any musical knowledge. You can just play and you will create music. If you are already a musician, I would say, yeah, these are fun and maybe you should get one. But keep in mind that this isn't, the sounds aren't quite, you know, this is not full bandwidth stuff. This is not 41 or 44.1K sampling, although it might be close. And it's not full bandwidth. It's not truly professional quality. So if you're looking for a, you know, studio instrument, this isn't it. But you could dress it up, and it would fit in well with a lot of other good stuff. So you could have fun with it. And if you're any other type of person, I won't hold the fact that you're not a musician against you. You might want to get one of these just because they are fun. They are pretty cool, and you can make funny noises. I can't get enough of this beeping blooping. Wait, we gotta stop this. We gotta do my favorite combination. There's three of these patterns that go together fairly well. And if you do it just right, you can get a fairly decent little drop effect going. I love that. Cannot get enough of it. Telling you, it's pretty fun. And once again, I should point out that this machine lives up to my cyberpunk dream, my 1983 cyberpunk dreams. When I was a kid, when I was just a budding cyberpunk hacking away on my Franklin Ace 1000, saying to myself, in the future, this computer would fit in a watch. And that is true. You can buy watches and you can load them up with Apple emulators now. Have an Apple II on your wrist. Play Zork if you want. And here we are. I got a full-on synthesizer and sequencer all in the size of a pocket calculator. That's the other thing I've been thinking about. Everybody knows this classic Kraftwerk song, Pocket Calculator. You can hear it right here on Anon Radio. DJ Kumada has it being played in regular rotation. And of course, the classic lyric is, I'm the operator with my pocket calculator. And now, with this thing, I'm the calculator with my pocket operator. I press a little key and it plays a little melody. Except, when I press a little key, it gives me a bass drop baby.
Bass drop baby!
Yes, it does. Have I told Booper about this yet? Booper likes little stuff like this. He was going nuts with those little Korg handheld calculator size synths. You know, there was that ribbon one that he really liked. And I don't know what he's doing with music lately. He's mostly just taking pictures of animals up in the mountains. But I'm going to have to drop him a line and email him and tell him that he is probably going to want to buy one of these. He's a drummer, and he does love drum machines, so it's not like he won't be able to figure this out pretty quick. He might want to get one of the strict drum machine ones, but on the other hand, he doesn't have any other heavy gear, really, so he might need a bleep blooper. A bleep blooper for Booper. So maybe this is the model that he would want.
Bass drop.
Bass drop, baby.
Bass drop, baby.
Bass drop, baby. Who's the baby bass dropper?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm having way too much fun. Well, they restarted the race. Kyle Busch is still in second place. He's about, well, now he's about 1 second back. Come on, Kyle. Get those M&Ms into the winner's circle. Pick a winner. Anywho, oh, I watched my soap opera last night. Wait, this isn't Tuesday. This is Monday. Why do I keep thinking this is Tuesday? It's Monday. Yeah, today's Monday because I watched my soap opera last night. And I saw the cute girl, and she was doing cute girl stuff. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I could dig it. But, you know, now I'm looking at the clock, and I realize I can't tell you any more about it because we're starting to run out of time. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
And so I should tell you that you have been listening to The Dubious Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. So anyway, I'm going to play with this stuff some more. So tune in tomorrow. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of